just as the word of God today, you know, not all men can receive it. All men press their way into the kingdom, but not all can receive the word of God. Not all can receive the teaching which is of truth. And so it comes back. Uneaten. Leftover. 12 baskets of fragments from 5 loaves. It might have been like, imagine like 5 pita. It might have been the bread that, you know, just little, 5 little bread loaves. Not, I'm not thinking like gigantic French loaves or Hero submarine sandwich loaves. We're talking little ones. And they take out 12 baskets? How many loaves do you think that was in the 12 baskets full of fragments? If you were to make that into, I mean, it was probably hundreds of loaves. In the multitude, there is always, the seed doesn't go into every ground, does it? The word going forth, the bread, does not enter into the hearts of all men. Just as the seed could not penetrate and grow in every kind of soil. Verse 45, and straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before, unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the 4th watch of the night, this is very late, this is to be like 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. The 4th watch of the night, the latest part of the night, 3 a.m., they're trying to cross the ocean, the wind's against them. He cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. And when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out. For they all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them, and saith unto them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. I mean, I'd be frightened if I see something walking on the water. At night, you know, imagine at night, 3 a.m., you're on a ship rowing, and then out in the water, you see someone walking on it. That's creepy. I don't care what you say, that's scary. That's scary. It's not a lack of faith, it's just, you wouldn't expect to see that. Even from Jesus, it's not about the power so much as like, you know, why are you trying to freak us out? And he went up into them, into the ship, and the wind ceased. And they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wonder. For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. You know, think, consider if he could divide the loaves. What would it be to, you know, increase the density of the water under his feet, or whatever he did to walk on the water? Or to negate his, you know, or to increase the surface tension, or negate his own mass, or who knows what. If he could increase the mass of the bread, could he not also decrease his own mass so that he would walk, you know, skate across the water like a water bug, you know? I mean, just like step right on the surface. There's tension there. And there's a gazillion different ways he could have done that. If he has the power. And that's the point. He had the power. They didn't consider. It wouldn't enter into their hearts. The heart was still hard. I mean, they were still used to believing things the way they'd always believed them and seeing things the way they'd always seen them. You know, like, we've been Christians all our lives. You know, if Jesus really came, we'd expect him to walk on the water. We'd be like, can we walk on the water with you? You know? And so these things to us are different because our hearts are accustomed to think of Christ in this divine sense. But they didn't have that sense. They still thought of him much as his family thought of him. He's a man, a Messiah. I mean, they thought he's the Messiah, the Son of God. But still, the degree to which, or the implications of that, and the full force of that had never really penetrated their hearts. Right up to the crucifixion and resurrection, the hearts were still hard. And again, it's not a question of, well, they need to lighten up. No, no, it's because God has not suffered their hearts to be receptive yet. That the scriptures could be fulfilled. That these scriptures might be written as they are. Verse 53, "And when they had passed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret, and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through that whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole." Everything is centered on the person of Christ, that they would touch him, they could be whole. Him, him, him. It is all about him. He is the center of our faith. He is the one we have faith in. In the name of Jesus is not merely in the name of Jesus, because that wasn't even his name. That's just the name we know him by in English. It's just a label. I could call him Christ, Messiah, Yeshua. The name, there's power in the name because we are calling on a man by a name. I name him the Lord who is risen from the dead. I'm calling on Jesus. You don't have to even say the name Jesus to call on the name of the Lord. He that was dead and is alive, I call on him. Because of who I mean. It's the same thing. Although I would not hesitate to call on him by the name that we know him in English. Jesus. My point is that it is his person. The man. That is the center of all this naming. The doctrine. The teaching about him. And what he taught. That is how we know him. We don't know him after the flesh. We can't go up and touch the border of his garment. We can invest ourselves in his teaching and place our faith in him according to as we have learned by his apostles through the gospels and through the apostles through their letters to other Christians. We can place our faith in Christ based on the promises of God for the new covenant. And thereby, we grow up into him. To the measure, the stature, the fullness of Christ. Perfecting holiness in fear, in the fear of God. Which is not like the fear that they had when they saw him walking on the water. But it is the fear that a promise being left of us entering into his rest, we should come short of it. It's like the fear you have when you want to do something. And you're afraid you might miss it. Because our expectation and our faith of God is for good things. I don't fear God that evil should come from him towards me. But rather, that I should bring forth something ill towards him. And I don't want any of that to be left. I don't want any of that to be to come short of the mark that has been set for us in Christ. I want to be made whole as these were made whole. Not in my body, but in my spirit. That I could become holy like him. Holy, pleasing to God. This is the way of Christianity.